Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours, right here out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this program, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, you name it, we're there. We were looking at some numbers yesterday for the network. We've been tracking these. Paul Martin, our computer whiz guy here. Were you born with this stuff, or did you actually have to learn this stuff, Paul? You have an embedded chip. Uh-oh. Whoops. Ooh, a little too much information there. We were looking at tracking the numbers, and this network, I am amazed. I am really amazed and impressed that every single month, I mean, we are on about a 45-degree incline on the graph chart there, folks. And that is unprecedented in radio industry. It doesn't happen that way. I mean, you have little bumps and little setbacks or whatever, but you don't go on a mad dash Mach 3 with your hair on fire, 45-degree incline on all your graphs, all your numbers. It just doesn't happen. But that's good. What's bad is we need to grow even faster. So we will work on that. You do your part, we do ours. Today, I've got Ed Harris on, my guest for today. But first, and folks, I've reminded all of you, why are you going to the drugstores for your vitamin supplements and this, that, and the other? Why are you not supporting Americans that are making products for Americans? Get out from under that pharma cartel. You know, the medical industry is only interested in one thing, and the pharma cartel, that's keeping you sick. Well, we're going to change that attitude here real quick. We'll be talking to Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, in one moment. Stay tuned.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. Did I say the date today? I didn't say the date. It's the 2nd of February, 2005. Boy, this year is starting to go like last year did. And I've always said, it's like our entire lives are on a VCR tape, and it's all there, and you plug it in, but somebody hit the fast forward. No sound, but the images are moving rather quickly. Here we are, 1 month down already in 2005. Things are moving rather quickly. We've asked folks to support the advertisers on this network, and that's for a good reason. That supports the network. That keeps the wheels on the wagon. Keeps them from squeaking and keeping everything running smoothly. And I guess people have to really look at situations in regards to their health. And I know, folks, things are moving rather quickly nowadays. At light speed. Mach 3 with your hair on fire. And we don't think about our health. We only think about our health when we don't have it, when we get sick. And then what do? Oh, that's right. We go to the doctor. And the doctor prescribes medicines and this, that, and the other. Well, look, the pharma cartel and the American Medical Association, they make your money, they make their money off of you being ill, not being healthy. I have yet to see doctors that have a waiting room full of healthy people. They're just not there. Their business is taking care of sick people. Our business should be taking care of ourselves so we don't get sick. Is that possible? Absolutely, it's possible. We have one of the finest machines that God ever created. No, we don't have levers and pulleys and wires. We have muscles and tendons and blood. We don't have oil here. No, we have blood. Exchange oxygen. Oh, that's right, oxygen. How important is that? Have you ever considered it? Well, I have with me today Ed McCabe, known as Mr. Oxygen from Oxygen America, and we're here to talk about oxygenating the body and what it can do for you. Ed McCabe, are you there, please?
Yes, I am, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. I appreciate your sponsorship and support on the network. We've been running your ads now for about 3 weeks, and it's time to introduce you to the listening audience and your product and why it's important for your body to be oxygenated. Ed, everybody thinks you breathe air, your body does its thing, you have oxygen. If you don't, well, we all know what happens. We pass out if we don't have enough. But that's not what we're talking about here, is it?
No, we're talking about passing out slowly, which is called death eventually.
I got to remember that.
There's so much pollution in the air, the food, and the water that the oxygen that nature does supply us, which is diminishing, by the way, that oxygen supplied by nature is not really getting through the way it's supposed to. It's not getting into our fluids. It's not getting into our cells. You mentioned blood. That's very important. It's the whole point of my whole talk here today, is the color of your blood. If you were to take your blood and look at the color of it, I guarantee you that 99% of you, your blood would be a dark brown, a dark purple, or if you're very sick, a dark black color. If any of you have been to or use supplements or been to a clinic that gives you active forms of oxygen in your body for about a month or so, your blood will be bright cardinal red. Now, what's the difference here? People have had a lot of oxygen supplementation. Their blood is a bright cardinal red, and if you look at it under a microscope, you won't find anything in there that's not supposed to be there. You won't find any microbes. There won't be any bacteria, no viruses, no funguses, no pathogens, no parasites.
Why is
no
that?
Mycotoxins and all this high-tech stuff you hear about.
Why is
and
that?
And the reason for that is it's all anaerobic. It cannot live in oxygen. So the only way nature has provided us to have our blood and our tissues and our fluids and our bodies clean and sterile is by giving us enough oxygen. Now, with the pollution levels the way they are and increasing even faster than the 45% increase in listeners to this show, we're in trouble, and it's been going on for a while. They're cutting down the rainforest, which is half of our oxygen supply. Science News says that's going to be gone by about 17 years from erosion because it doesn't grow back as quick as they thought it would. So the rainforest is going to be gone. That's where half our oxygen comes from. The other half comes from the oxygen-creating plankton in the ocean. When the sun's light strikes them, they make oxygen. Well, the ocean's getting more and more polluted. We're being told more often we can eat fewer and fewer fish. So all this pollution, all this toxicity that's out there is binding up the oxygen. This pollution is also working its way into our bodies and making our blood, instead of that bright, clean, sterile, cardinal red color they're supposed to be, our blood on average in America is a dark brown, a dark purple, almost a black color. And when we see people coming into some of these active oxygen clinics around the world that have been using these therapies for years that aren't taught, are not taught in the U.S., we see their blood on their deathbeds is dark brown, dark black, dark purple.
And Ed, we've seen people, I'll tell you, the guy that's in the news right now, maybe this is not a good name to mention, but Michael Jackson. We heard of him sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber trying to oxygenate the blood. Well, somebody
he's on the right track. In the mid-90s, early 90s, when I was lecturing in L.A., his two brothers took me out and bought me dinner and picked my brain about this stuff. And that was after he'd already made that famous. But he was on the right track, but he didn't have the right kind of oxygen. He was trying to get more in, but he, at the time, did not know that you could use things like medical-grade ozone. And there's other forms of active oxygen, which are perfectly natural, found in nature. It's not smog. And it's, in fact, it's even created, according to Scripps Institute, our body creates ozone as well as peroxide and other oxidative subspecies that go around burning up the pollution and killing all the bacteria, the viruses, the funguses, and the pathogens. Because if you think about it, all disease can be classified pretty much as anaerobes. In other words, it's a bacteria, a virus, a fungus, or a pathogen, or a cancer cell that cannot survive when you surround them with active forms of oxygen.
And that is a very important point, and I want people to understand that. When we make that statement, I mean, there are studies that absolutely conclusively 100% prove exactly what you're saying. There are many people, Ed, now dying of all sorts of cancers. All sorts of cancers. Their pH in their body's out of whack. There's not enough oxygen in their blood. Their immune systems are weakened. So when there is a disease, and the world's full of diseases. I mean, let's face it, we're not the bubble people here. We don't walk around in our own little environment that we're protected from everything. That's not the way the human body was designed. It has its own defense mechanisms. But when that defense mechanism is weakened, then the cancer cells. We all have cancer cells, don't we?
Yeah, it's a common part of life. It's the immune system keeping them in check. Cancer is only, believe this or not, folks, but cancer is a defense mechanism. Cancer is not a disease. Your body cells are trying to survive. If the cell is denied enough oxygen, as proven by two-time Nobel Prize winner Dr. Otto Warburg, he said the cause of cancer was many, but the one single cause, the prime cause, was a lack of oxygen at the cellular mitochondrial level. So the cells, your normal body cells, are trying to breathe oxygen. If they're denied this oxygen due to pollution, stress, poor lifestyles, whatever it is, if they're denied oxygen to survive, in other words, it's a defense mechanism of your cells to survive, since they don't have enough oxygen, they mutate. They drop about 30 steps in evolution down to the level of a plant-type cell that simply grows and grows and grows by feeding off the body's glucose or sugar. You have to have sugar for energy. So what the cells do is they stop breathing oxygen because they're so damaged from the lack of it, and they start eating sugar. Well, that sugar then creates a lot of lactic acid, which then poisons the next cell, turns it cancerous, and off it goes, unregulated cancer cell growth throughout the body.
And it reminds me, Ed, I mean, I'm getting a visual here. I do this. I play this little game with myself. I'm getting the visual here. That these cancer cells are multiplying. It's trying to survive.
It's trying to stay alive. The body is trying to stay alive by switching to a fermentative respiration mechanism.
And you turn out looking like something like the Elephant Man or something. You know,
A lower order of evolution.
I've had family members, relatives, dying of cancer. Diabetes. I mean, Ed, the world is so sick. Americans are so sick now. I am watching commercials on television right now with little test kits for pubescent children to check their sugar levels. How out of whack is all of this?
Very. And let's look at the number one cause of death in the United States while we're at it. The number one cause of death in the United States, unnecessary death, called iatrogenic deaths, is 783,986 a year. It's composed of hospitals, medical error, bed sores, infections in hospitals, malnutrition in hospitals, outpatient ADR, unnecessary procedures, and surgery-related deaths. That's the major cause of death in the United States. It's ahead of the number two cause, which is heart disease. The number three cause is cancer. The number one cause of death is the medical system itself, and this is from their own literature, their own statistics, that, of course, they wouldn't put together all in one place. But if you go through, and people have, they've picked out from all the various AMA journals, et cetera, and they added it up, and they went, my God, the number one cause of death in the United States is the system that everyone panics when they get sick and runs to and says, oh, well, geez, you know, I had to get some really aggressive treatment. And it's the number one cause of death.
Yeah,
we advocate a different way of looking at it.
Yeah,
we say return the body to normal.
Yeah,
Give the body back the things it didn't have, which is why it got sick in the first place.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. I want to tell the folks about the websites. I want to tell them the phone numbers. Tell them a little bit more about your product line. We'll be back here with Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, right after this.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio show.
All right, we're back, folks. Ed McCabe, the products that you offer are Oxymune, OxyEarth, Ozone Peroxide, Homozone, Colosan, minerals, vitamins, enzymes. You have a lot of different things here. What are the primary, if somebody wants to start oxygenating themselves, what are the primary products that they start with?
Okay, well, first of all, I must have a disclaimer here. They're not my products. They're sold by OxygenAmerica.com, and I do act as a consultant to them.
Okay.
So I know all about them. In fact, I designed several of them that we're talking about here.
Okay.
So what I did was I went around the world and I interviewed people, doctors and patients for, 10 years all over the world, thousands and thousands of people, and I said, okay, what works? That was the main question, what works? And the one thing I heard the most that worked in getting rid of ailments was oxygen. Why? Because I already told you, bacteria, virus, fungus, pathogens are anaerobic. They can't live in oxygen. So if you flood your body with oxygen, how can they possibly survive? It's that simple. Then I had to look at, okay, what's the second most important thing? The second most important thing that worked, according to everybody I talked to, was minerals, because we don't have enough minerals in our food. The soils are played out. And since the 1950s, this would be interesting for you to look at a little deeper here, John, is in the 1950s, the government came by and says, we've got the New Deal. Okay, everybody who wants a farm subsidy, you can have the subsidy, but you have to give up your natural manure fertilizers. And you can only buy our artificial fertilizers, and then we'll subsidize you. So all the farmers in the country switched over to artificial fertilizers. Now, what happened when that happened was it created a break in the sulfur cycle. Sulfur is responsible for the permeability of our cell walls. In other words, the walls of our cells have to be able to absorb oxygen, food, water, and then let out the toxins. If the cell walls become hard or leathery from a lack of sulfur in our diet, which is everybody that I'm speaking to right now, because you live in this country, you eat this food, the food is grown on soil that doesn't have sulfur in it because they don't use natural manure anymore.
And that's
so
even before processing. Yeah, that's even before processing, which destroys the rest of the nutrients.
That's right, because to make the artificial fertilizer, the sulfur has to vaporize before they reach the temperature at which they can make it. So they've destroyed it. Now, the rise in disease also has started since then. The super incident of disease in this country, the increasing numbers of them, started pretty much after you had a generation raised on the lack of sulfur in the diet. So what the folks at Oxygen America have done, and what I have done, is I have formulated specific products that replace the things that are missing. One product sold by Oxygen America is called OxyMmune. And what OxyMmune does, it's an ionic source of minerals that are missing from your food, and amino acids and enzymes in a base of structured water, and it has subtle energies imprinted upon the minerals to help your body respire better, to breathe better. So it creates oxygen and supplements your body with minerals. The second product they have, which is very important, it's my newest one. I just came out with it. It's the first one that's solely mine, and it's called OxyEarth. Now, what this is unlike the minerals you could get like in a health food store that are liquid, this is a powder. So it's encapsulated. You don't have to taste any of this. So what you do is you just take these powdered minerals with MSM. MSM is a biological form of organic sulfur. Pure MSM, no additives, because a lot of the MSM on the market today has silicon dioxide and other anti-caking agents in it that block the uptake of, guess what, MSM. So it's kind of nuts. You take the MSM and it's got an MSM blocker in it. We don't have any of that. In the OxyEarth, you have the colloidal minerals in powdered form concentrate with MSM and ester C, vitamin C to help the uptake and the absorption of the organic sulfur. So those two products together alone, if I was to say to somebody, and people will call and say, what are we supposed to take and all this? I said, well, you got to look at it this way. You're not treating a disease. What you're doing is you're restoring the body to the natural state of health it belongs in if you had been giving it all the things it needs, oxygen, minerals, sulfur, lots of water. Get those things right first for about 3 months and then see if you need anything else. So these two products here plus water, you take all three of these things, water, OxyEarth, and OxyMmune together, you are getting the basic major things. Now, vitamins don't work unless you've got minerals. So this is even pre-vitamin stage. Most Americans buy vitamins. Well, before there were vitamins, there had to be minerals. Otherwise, the vitamins don't work. Nobody has enough minerals because they don't have a full complement of minerals. Our soils are played out. Nobody has enough sulfur because they started throwing the artificial fertilizers in there without it in the 50s. And so we've got a couple generations now without enough sulfur in their diets. And look what's happening to the disease rate. It's just going through the roof.
We've got a ton of sick. And like I said, they started with the obesity problem. You know, the children, we've got to take sodas and all the candies out of vending machines in schools. You know, I don't know about you, Ed, but when I was a kid, I sure ate my share of candy and probably a couple other kids' shares.
Yeah, but I had to wait till after school to buy it. Yeah. Now you get it in school.
That's true, but they're nibbling around the edges of this thing. People are saying, well, they're being told by one-a-day company or whatever that you need your vitamins and minerals. Well, these vitamins can't be absorbed into your body. I mean, it's amazing. They're telling you that you need things, but they're not supplying the things that you need that your body can assimilate.
It's the old shell game. While you're looking in one direction, they're screwing you in the other way.
There you go. We're running a little bit long. I'll bring you back after the break here. I want to talk a little bit more about this and then get out your contact information, folks.
Okay.
If you want to start feeling healthy, let's fix the thing that it's the great engine. That's the body that God gave you. How do you fine-tune it to fight off all these diseases? We're talking about it right now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
OxygenAmerica.com also has a link to OxygenHealth.com. Do we have a number, Mr. McCabe, that they can reach you at?
305-933-4219. That's for Oxygen America.
Okay.
305-933-4219, or just go to OxygenAmerica.com, and you'll see all the oxygen products that I handpicked for Rick to be selling on his site.
All right. And also, what is OxygenHealth.com?
That's my personal site. It has to do with my book.
Okay.
There's also 500 medical articles and clinical studies proving every single thing I said on the show today.
That is important.
And they're searchable.
That is important because we don't do anything without documentation around here.
That's right.
And now, do we have, I went to your site, Oxygen America, mm-hmm. and you have a special on a 30-day supply? Is that true?
If there's a special we have going on that if someone wants to get a copy of my book, which is Flood Your Body with Oxygen,
mm-hmm.
available anywhere, but if you want to go there and ask for the two-for-one special, two bottles free, what Rick will do is he will give you two free bottles, one each, of OxyMune and OxyEarth, if you just spend $27.99 plus shipping and handling for a copy of my book. That's a fantastic offer, and you get over $50 worth of supplements free. He's not crazy. He knows if you take those two things for 30 days, you'll be coming back and coming back and coming back. And during that 30 days, you can read my book and find out what it's all about.
Well, I want you back. I want our people to stick around here. They're some of the most knowledgeable people on the face of the planet. I want them at their peak efficiency, and I want them around for a long time.
That's how I feel.
All right.
Is the way to do it.
All right. The website again. Now, the special is you get two for one.
Twofreebottles.com, which will then link you to the page within Oxygen America, or just call 305-933-4219 and say, hey, I want the two brief free bottles special, which means you buy my book, regular retail price, $27.99 plus shipping and handling, and you get free $50 worth of product.
You can't beat that. Not only are you being educated, you're giving all the research and study that you have that you've done. People like to prove stuff to themselves, and Ed, I encourage that. I tell people, don't believe anything that I say. Research it for yourself. When people do that, then they have a real handle on things. A lot of people just take the word for some folks, and, well, we know where
exactly.
That leads.
Exactly. You get what you pay for.
That's exactly. I was just going to say that. Exact same phraseology. All right.
If you get into my book, what you find is over 130 medical studies explained to you so you can understand them. And if you get onto Medline and you put in certain keywords, you'll find 238 double-blind studies proving everything we said here today.
Well, folks, I want you healthy out there. We want Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, to stick around. Oxygen America, we want you healthy. The only way this is going to happen is if you pick up the phone today, take advantage of that special. Two free bottles when you buy the book to educate yourself, flood your body with oxygen. You don't have to buy the book if you don't want to. You can just buy the product. But call them. Support the sponsors that are supporting us, folks. That keeps you informed. 305-933-4219. Ed McCabe, this has been real fast, and I enjoyed it very much. We'll have to bring you back. I wish you continued success with your endeavors to make people healthy.
Thank you. Anytime, John.
All right. Thanks, Ed. All right, folks, again, 305-933-4219. Support our sponsors. You have an aversion to being healthy out there? You shouldn't be, because you need to be in peak optimum condition to be in for the fight. I'm going to bring up Ed Waller here. He was in studio with John Ainsworth. That was probably a month ago. Oh, no, it's been longer than that. It's probably been at least 2 months. We'll bring Ed Harris up here. And, you know, we got to talking on the program yesterday. You know, every once in a while, there's no guessing with me. You know, I am what I am, and you get what you get. I wear stuff on my sleeve. I will tell you what's on my mind. I will tell you when I see things going askew. And I will tell you this when I see things that are wrong, that the fix is rather easy to do. And it frustrates me to no end to see people doing the wrong things. I mean, or doing nothing at all. Worse still. You know, folks, there's no guarantee you're not going to make any mistakes in your life. But if you're that careful, you're not going to do anything because you're afraid of making a mistake. Well, congratulations. Well, you know where that leads. And I was talking to Ed Harris about this subject. Now, as I said, John Ainsworth and Ed Harris was here. Ed, when were you in studio? Do you remember?
Oh, it was about 8 weeks ago, 8-10 weeks ago.
Okay, it's been a couple of months.
Right.
And I thoroughly enjoyed that. I really did. I enjoyed seeing John again. I hadn't seen John in, gosh, years.
Well, I enjoyed a 40-hour road trip with him in the car. We never ran out of things to talk about.
Boy. Now, that's saying something, so to speak.
And never rehashed anything twice, either.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things that are wrong. You know, before the program, you and I were talking we were kicking the philosophical football around a little bit, and we were talking about many different issues. And one thing that strikes me is that people, do they have their minds right, first of all? Everybody remembers seeing Cool Hand Luke. Remember the guy, the head of the prison?
Yeah.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. And this is what's happening today. I am absolutely 100% convinced, and until somebody can prove to me otherwise, I do not undersell the American people. I do not undersell their capacity for love. I don't undersell their capacity for anger. I don't underestimate the American people whatsoever. Given the opportunity to hear the information and for them to make up their own minds based on fact, not somebody's opinion of an opinion, and they sit around and parrot it to no end without even realizing why they're saying and what they're saying. I proved this to myself going to the Republican National Convention on the first day, Sunday, up there. They had tens of thousands of people in the streets, and it was an odd mix of people, Ed. I mean, we had the tree huggers there, we had this group there, we had that group there, and when you would talk to them, you would realize how shallow their base of knowledge really was. One guy in particular, after I asked him a few simple questions that he absolutely had no answer for, he would just start reciting slogans to me. It seems that their lives are nothing but slogans. There's nothing there. There's no depth. There's no knowledge. Just a gaggle of people all chanting and having a good time. I mean, it reminds me of the... It reminds me of who are those Hare Krishna people used to run into at the airports, you know? They always seem so happy and bouncy and bubbly, and they had a little ching-changs going on there.
Well, John, I've been doing this research now for over 7 years, and there's three areas that I focus on. One is alternative energy. One is what I would call radiobiology, and we build a Lakowski MWO in that area. And the third is what I call law history. You know, how did we get in the shape we're in? And the thing that I keep coming back to is it shouldn't be this complex. And I think it just frustrates people that when they try to understand, it has been obfuscated and made intentionally complex, and they throw up their hands. Even I've got some friends who are business partners with me, very, very bright gentlemen, but they don't grasp the legal stuff. You know, you find someone can or they can't, because it's abstract. It doesn't follow rules. It's capricious. It, you know, all those things. So, you know, the American Revolution, what was there? Less than 5% participated or even cared about it.
3%.
3%, you know. And I think that's where we are. One of my mottos is lead, follow, or get out of the way. And the other one I love most is, if not me, then who? If not now, then when? So here we are. You know, God says we're going to get 1,000 years of peace, but I don't think we're going to get it unless we go fight for it. And I'm going to do my thing in the courts. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. We're supposed to have faith in our institutions, whether it's our government or not. You know, that could be debated. So after talking to John and a number of other researchers around the country who have agreed to come in and join our research consortium, the North Carolina Republic, which is what John was talking about there, is putting together a foundation. Well, actually, it's a public trust, just like things were done years ago. And we are going to raise money to mount a constitutional challenge to Reconstruction and basically everything that came after, which was improper. And that includes the 14th Amendment, 17th Amendment, constant states of war, on and on, because I'm not going to spend the next, you know, 15, 20, 30 years chasing this thing and letting the country go down the tubes while we spectate.
Well, and the issue, you brought up Bob Schultz, and that's being proclaimed and hailed as a great victory. And it is, I guess, of such, because this cuts out the arbitrary enforcement. Somebody at the IRS has a bad day, they just start attaching bank accounts or leaning on employers. I had one guy here locally come to me last week and tell me that he's got a business, he's got contracts. I won't mention the company's names or anything, but there's some of these people that are big. I mean, they're multi-billion-dollar businesses. He's just a little operator. He provides service for him. The IRS, he had a problem with the IRS, or at least the IRS had a problem with him. They didn't guarantee his bank account, didn't take that. What they started to do was go around to his the people he has contracts with, the people he does business with, and telling them, well, do you owe this guy any money? Well, don't send it to them. Make the check out to us right now. This will stop a lot of that monkey shining going on, but what they're doing is now they're going to be running these summonses. The IRS can't do anything without a summons. Now they're getting the federal judges involved, and we know where that's going to go, don't we, Ed? They're just going to rubber stamp this stuff all over the place until it's challenged. Now, Bob Schultz and the crew and many other people throughout the years have been challenging the IRS. We do have a right of redress in this country with our government. When we see things that are out of kilter, out of whack, we have the right to query them and for them to lay their cards on the table. That's how it's supposed to work. But when I hear Bob talking about, well, yeah, a great victory here because now we've got the federal judges got to issue a summons to get the person in there to talk to the IRS person. Well, that's, I guess, a small victory. And overall, the bigger picture here is how many unconstitutional laws do we want to keep fighting against? Because you know as well as I do, Ed Harris, they'll keep throwing more laws at us. If we catch them on one, they'll do an end around the back door. They'll come out with something else. It's just as illegal, just as unconstitutional, and just as unjust.
That's true. Bob was even very honest about it, though, when he said this. The ruling didn't go far enough that he was going to go back and pursue a clarification on it, that, you know, this kind of capricious and vindictive type stuff he wasn't going to allow. But, I mean, let's put it in context. 99.9% of the people who get that call from the IRS that their life is now going to be turned upside down go and hire a lawyer. And for those people, this ruling means nothing. Because a lawyer will never challenge jurisdiction. He'll never challenge the way Bob did. So this thing is it's only us, which, and I've been in front of a federal court judge on IRS matters. That's how I got my first taste of this stuff. And they're capricious. They rule the way they want. They know what the boss says they got to do, and they do it.
Now, did you follow the Dixon Cannon case at all?
Oh, yeah.
Now, there, if I didn't see it, if I was getting this story secondhand, I won't say that I would be skeptical about it, but I would be dubious as to how these henchmen really run things. I mean, you had to be there to witness this with your own eyes, and you used the word capricious. I mean, I don't know if there's anything more ridiculous than them and their capriciousness, but I was just absolutely astounded at their arrogance, not allowing. And here's the deal. And a lot of these cases, Ed, and you know this to be true, if the judge would allow evidence and for a person to mount a proper defense in a courtroom to bring up case law or to bring up precedent or to bring up what a Supreme Court judge had said, see, they like the Orwellian memory hole. They like all that stuff in the past to go away because they can't run their scam present day if it's hinged on, oh, that's right, case law or real law, they can't do it. So what the judge will do, he will not allow evidence to be entered into court. Witnesses cannot be interviewed, testify. There the jury sits like a box of dumb rocks in their jury box. And we wonder why things are as bad as they are. I mean, I can look at the fully informed juries, and I don't give a hoot whether you're talking about a state law or you're talking about a federal law. If it's a bad law, it's a bad law and should be done away with. But that's not where this is all at. They're throwing everything at us, even the kitchen sink. They're throwing it all at us.
I can tell you right now, because I spent a lot of time working with people on debt issues. Can't use the word debt elimination. That's a dead ringer for them. But in helping people get out of debt, because with what's coming, if you're in debt, you're going to get creamed. You've got to get yourself out of debt. Well, for quite a while, we could use Truth in Lending and other federal statutes to go into court and basically call these banks, national banks, on the carpet, and we would win. We were using arbitrations. We're using straight lawsuits, various methodologies.
But you were having success. Why?
We were having success.
Why were you having success?
About 6 months ago. And basically what we believe happened, it's information and from multiple sources, the banks have gone to the Justice Department and said, help, we need your help. We're getting creamed. And a U.S. attorney sat in with a judge in a case in California and said, take this crap out of my court. There was even an attorney involved. And don't bring it back in here. They are just simply saying, we can't. We know the people are finding out that we're a bunch of crooks. We don't loan anybody any money. We hypothecate your signature, on and on and on. We can't handle it. You need to bail us out. And that's what they've done. So time is short. We don't have a lot of time. The rules are out the window. For the most part, the lower court rulings are just totally without foundation in law. And there's the music I hear.
Yeah.
So you've got to be prepared to go up the chain.
And I think I've had one too many Eds here today. I think I misspoke and I called you Ed Harris. No,
you
we're
did,
talking
but that's okay.
Ed. We're talking to Ed Waller, and it's the North Carolina Republic that they're trying to get back into force. That's right. We'll talk more about that and the mechanism that's going to be used.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no
relief. Can't get no relief, folks. What redress? You know, I was thinking during the break, you know, we're dealing with an issue down here. We're dealing with an issue down here on toll roads. And I got this letter today in the mail from Carol Keaton Strayhorn, the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Now, I didn't contact her by letter or by phone. I just simply signed a petition. Evidently, she knows who I am here in Central Texas on the airwaves. I hope she does. And they realize what kind of backlash that the public is giving to these clowns for the conversion of already existing highways to make it build a few more miles of this and that, and we'll make everything a toll road. This is a private consortium that's doing this. They're calling it Campo, but basically what this is, it's an authority that they create themselves. It's an agency. They grant themselves authority. It all sounds all nice and nifty and spiffy and legal, but it ain't. So she writes me this letter. She says, "Dear Mr. Statman, I appreciate you contacting me, and I share your concern. To me, making drivers pay a toll on a road that's already funded is double taxation. I believe the governor is misguided when he does not listen to the people of Texas who are opposed to his massive toll road plan." Yeah, the governor and members of Campo should listen to the people on this and other issues important to the state and not cram toll roads down their throats. This is a prime example why I supported a constitutional amendment. Now, get this one, Ed. I supported a constitutional amendment that would give Texans the right to an initiative and a referendum process. Practical people, not professional politicians, have the right to shape their own future and to determine their own destiny at the ballot box. In 2001, I released Paving the Way, a review of the Texas Department of Transportation. It focused on finding more financial resources to relieve congestion and making TxDOT, another agency, responsive to the public. In Paving the Way, this is what she says, I supported an expanded use of toll roads, but only for new projects considered as toll roads at the beginning of the project development process. In other words, as long as they tell the people what they're up to, then she'll support it. She said, I have been and will continue to be a strong advocate for good highways. I believe that along the a good education system, with a good education system, Ms. Strayhorn, what planet are you living on if you think we got a good education system? A good transportation system is vital to our state's economic future. I will continue, she signs off by saying, to speak up and speak out on the issues that are important to all Texans. Please know that I welcome your good advice at any time. Thanks for all that you do for Texas. Now, evidently, she knows something of me. Now, here's
evidently,
my problem.
She's running for higher office later.
Well, but here's my problem. I mean, in her own letter. You know, I call this, and Ed, I know that you understand this, the corporatizing of America. You know, I look at the Fed, it's a corporation. I look at the state government, that's a corporation. I look into municipalities, that's a corporate entity. All these are little corporate mechanisms. What this conversion of these roads to put up these toll roads was nothing more than a private concern taking over what used to be public toll roads, or I'm sorry, public highways, to convert them into toll roads so somebody can make back their investment dollar, and we have to pay through the nose for the use of our own vehicles upon public highway. Oh, but that's right, it's not public anymore. They allow us to use it. It's a corporation now. I have a real problem with this. I have one bit of advice, Carol Keaton Strayhorn. Start looking in your comprehensive annual financial report for Texas, and I think you'll find all the money that you need for education and the roads and a ton of money left over for other projects you may want to pursue as you climb the ladder for higher office. I don't know that for a fact. Maybe I'm being a little harsh on her. I will talk to her myself personally. 3210 second hour shortwave listeners, my guest Ed Waller will be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.